Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Megillah. This series of recordings is a project of the OU Department of Synagogue Services, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We're going to have a short recording today. We're on the last Mishnah of the second chapter of Masechet Megillah. That's Daf Chaf Amud Bet, 20b. If you see right about a quarter of the way down the page, we have a bolded word, Matnita, the Mishnah. And we're just going to learn the Mishnah today. Now, the Mishnah is going to list 21 mitzvot, all of which are done during the daytime. Now, the previous Mishnah started by saying that a daytime mitzvah should ideally be done from Netzachama, from sunrise. But if it is done from Amud HaShachar, from dawn, which is earlier than sunrise, usually by about 45 minutes or an hour, then it's kosher. So that's like the beginning time of the daytime Mishnahs. Now this Mishnah is going to say that any mitzvah that is a daytime mitzvah can be done any time during the day. Now, as Rashi is going to point out, there is also a halachic idea that one should do a mitzvah as early as possible. So a daytime mitzvah, let's say davening shacharit is not a good example because you don't do it all day. But let's say the recitation of the Shema, that zrizin magdimin lemitzvot, a person should be zariz. They should have a certain of a zealousness or haste. They should do the mitzvah as early as possible to show that it's beloved to them. But in fact, the matter is, if for whatever reason you need to do it later during the day, any time during the day is permitted to do it. And that's what our Mishnah says. Here, I'm going to read it. Kol hayom kasher, the whole day is kosher for the following mitzvot. Number one, likriyat hamegillah, for the reading of the Megillah. And this is the topic of our Masechta. So the daytime reading of the Megillah can be done any time that is considered yom. The second mitzvah is likriyat hahalel, for reciting the halel on any of the days that we recite halel, on Yontif and Chanukah. Here it's probably not referring to Rosh Chodesh because that's only a minhag. But the recitation of the Hallel should be done during the day. The only exception we have is a minhag to say the Hallel at night. Some people do on the first days of Pesach. But generally speaking, any halachically mandated Hallel should be said during the day. Number three, v'litkiat shofar, for the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. That must be done during the day. Vilanatilat lulav, and for the taking of the lulav. This refers not only to the lulav, but all four species. Vilatfilat hamusafin ulamusafin, and the tfila of musaf, and also the sacrifices of the musaf can be done at any time during the day. There is an opinion in Brachot that musaf can only be said until the seventh hour of the day. This Mishnah is obviously going against that opinion. And as far as the sacrifices of the musaf go, even though it's permitted all day, a musaf sacrifice would have to be offered before the Tamid Shalbein Harbaim, the Mincha offering. So really, in practical matters, you probably couldn't offer the Musaf all day, but in theory, you could offer it all day. Number seven, Ulavidui Haparim, and eight, Ulavidui Maiser. Number nine, Ulavidui Yom HaKippurim. These are three mitzvot that have to do with an oral confession. Vidui HaParim actually refers to two oral confessions. They have to do with an atonement procedure done if either the king or the Sanhedrin makes an erroneous ruling for Klal Yisrael and they realize they made a mistake, then they have to offer sacrifices and offer a confession for their error. Vidui Maiser is a statement that you say when you bring Maiser to Jerusalem. You say, Higadati Hayom Lashem. You tell the story of the Haggadah, how Hashem brought us out of Mitzrayim and brought us to the land of Israel. And Vidui Yom HaKippurim, of course, is the Vidui that we say as part of the Day of Atonement. As part of the Day Atonement prayers. Number 10, Lismicha. This now is referring to different sections of a sacrificial offering. So smicha is when the owner of an animal would press their hands down on the head of the animal, and that was preparatory to offering the animal as a sacrifice. And immediately after smicha, number 11, Lishchita. Shchita was the shechting of the animal. then immediate, and then so those are done for animals. Now we immediately then switch over to grain offerings. So 12, 13, and 14 are related to grain offerings. Litnufa lahagasha likmitza. Tnufa is the lifting up of the grain before the altar. Hagasha is the bringing of the basket of the grain close to the altar. And kmitza is taking a small amount of the flour that's actually offered on the altar. The rest of the grain is usually eaten. Ula haktara is 15, which could be referring to either a meat sacrifice or a grain offering, which is putting the section that is going to be consumed on the altar onto the altar to be consumed by the flames. Now, number 16, we go to bird offerings. An animal offering, an animal is killed by shchita, but a bird is killed by a separate kind of procedure called melika, which is done but with the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen's nail, and instead of cutting it in the on the front of the animal, which is the way that the in the front of the neck, which is the way shchita is done, melika is done from the back of the neck. So melika, ula kabbalah, kabbalah is referring to the receiving of the blood into a basin. That's number 17. 18, lahazaya, the sprinkling of the blood on the altar. Ula hashkayat sota, giving the sota the water that has the God's name scraped off into it, which is only done if the sota goes all the way through the sota procedure and does not at any point confess or her husband does not retract the accusation. Vila arifa ta'egla, and the killing of the calf for the procedure when a person was murdered in between two cities and you're not sure which city was responsible, so that's called egla arufa. And finally, 21, ulitaharat ha-metzora, the purification procedure for a metzora on the eighth day after they have, after it's clear that their tzarat has stopped spreading, has been contained. All of those 21 items have to be done during the day, and they are kosher for the entire day. Now, the second part of our Mishnah, the Seifa of our Mishnah, talks about the nighttime mitzvot. Kol halayla kosher, the whole nighttime is kosher for these three mitzvot. Or these two mitzvot, Ketzirat HaOmer, the cutting of the Omer on the second day of Pesach, Ulehekter Chalavim VeEvarim, and for the burning of the fats and the limbs. So although there is no sacrifices are not brought at night, sacrifices are only brought during the daytime, however, the leftover fats and limbs are left on the altar to turn into ash overnight. So these two things, the cutting of the Omer and the burning of the fats and limbs, those things are done at night. Now this is again mentioned in the beginning of Brachot about the recitation of the Shema at night. So, and it's interesting that that's not mentioned here, and there may be a reason for that. These particular things, the Omer and the burning of the fats, are dependent upon day and night. The recitation of the Shema is not exactly dependent on day or night. It's dependent more upon when people go to bed and when people get up. So that's connected to day and night, but indirectly. So there, however, there is a machloket as to whether or not the nighttime Shema can be said all the way until the morning or only until the middle of the night. As we've seen here, the general principle is that it can be said all night. However, Shimon ben Gamliel there says you should say the Shema by midnight because if you leave things all night, you'll fall asleep and you'll end up not doing them. So those things were probably true of the Omer and the burning of the fats as well. Those things were probably done in the beginning of the night, but technically they are kosher all night. And that's how the Gemara, that's how the Mishnah finishes. Zeha klal, this is the general principle. Davar shemitzvato bayom, kasher kol hayom. Anything that is kosher in the daytime is kosher all day. Davar shemitzvato balayla, and anything that whose mitzvah is at night is kosher the whole night. That is our Mishnah, and we'll continue in our next recording with the Gemara. Have a wonderful day.